The state of Michigan has begun a project to record the history of the COVID-19 pandemic before it's even over. And here to talk about that is Toby Voigt, who's the Community Engagement Director of the Michigan Historical Center in Lansing. Toby, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is a three-phase project. We're now in phase one. What is that exactly?
Well, we did a three-phase project because we didn't want to wait to start collecting. We wanted to make sure we gave people the opportunity to share their experiences while they're living it. We knew that that meant digital only because we're not at the museum. We can't have people sending us objects and artifacts, you know, in the middle of this crisis. So we wanted to launch the digital collecting for photos and videos first. And then phase two will be us collecting the physical objects and artifacts associated with the epidemic. But that'll have to happen later.
And what about phase three?
Phase three is kind of our commitment to doing this long term. So we are, you know, we really are, as a history museum system, we are focused on the objects and the archival materials that we collect for history. So the third phase is to say that we can appreciate that some people may not feel comfortable sharing their experiences. It might be too raw. A lot of times some of the best materials to talk about an event happen after the event is over and people have had time to reflect on their experiences. So we wanted to make sure that the third phase was we will continue to collect your photos and your videos and your objects for perpetuity.
What kind of material are you looking for?
Well, you know, really looking for whatever people in the state think is important, what's important to them during this time. Yes, I believe we will be, you know, getting submissions of, say, some of the homemade masks people are wearing. But we're thinking, you know, encouraging people to think real broader. Is there something, you know, in your home? Was there a puzzle that you found that, you know, you had had kicking around in the basement that became a source of comfort for you? Does that represent what your experience was? Or, you know, really anything that people can think of that objects or pictures that tell their story and why that particular object is meaningful.
Have you started to get submissions?
Yeah, we've gotten, I think we're up to about 80 different photograph submissions right now. And that website platform allows people to submit their stuff and we review it and we put it on a gallery so the general public can also go and see what other people are submitting and experiencing right here in real time. So there's about 80 right now on that. And then for the second phase, even though we're not physically collecting the stuff right now, we're asking folks to help us identify items we should be collecting. So there's on our website, there is a form that people can fill out if they want to submit something for consideration. And we've gotten many responses of people saying things that they want to donate.
And why is it so important to start this process before, you know, the event is even over?
Well, I think it's being able to capture things that people may forget over time that make meaning for them now. I think one of the biggest reasons why we're doing this project is when it first started, you know, we were getting contacts from folks asking for us for some comparison to, say, the influenza epidemic of 1918. So we went to look at what we had in our collection. We don't have very much. We're the repository for state government records. So of course, we have the government records. But we didn't have anything that told us what the people of Michigan were feeling and thinking during that influenza epidemic. So we said, hey, you know, we want to make sure that we collect the stuff that's going on right now with this pandemic, so future generations have this rich collection of resources that they can really see what it was like to be living in Michigan during this time period.
And what ultimately will be done with this material?
So the physical objects will be housed in the collections of the museum. So and then the photographs, the digital items, any papers, manuscript collections get housed in the collection of the Archives of Michigan. And we've already had people asking us, well, are you going to make an exhibit out of this or publish a book? And we're not sure yet. We definitely want to focus right now on getting these stories collected. And then we'll be thinking about how can we make them accessible to the public broadly.
And if someone would like to contribute material to this, how should they do that?
Sure. Well, I would say go to our project website, which is michigan.gov MHCStories. So Michigan History Center, MHCStories. And then that's got all the information about all three phases and what we're trying to do. We're just excited. We're looking forward for people to participate from all over the state. So we have geographic diversity in this collection. So we're looking forward to seeing what people want to send to us.
Toby Voigt is the Community Engagement Director of the Michigan Historical Center in Lansing. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.